Welcome to Wobblies and Wizards. This is Light, your host today, Light Fingered Thief.
And this is your co-host, Logar the Barbarian.
So, Logar, with the end of the year approaching, there's a lot of stuff I've been trying to get my hands on.
Oh, there's always games I'm trying to get my hand on. Game books and game accessories. There's always something I want.
Yes, it's a very big market for a lot of different types of items.
Well, there's so many cool things coming out lately from people. It's hard to even keep up with the folks, like with side quests happening now. There's all kinds of really good little zines and stuff coming out. And you got companies like Free League out there really cranking out some solid games.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of stuff coming out on, like you said, the Kickstarters of the world, side quests, other platforms, as well as big publishers. So, you know, at the end of the year, it's traditional for many folks to exchange gifts and such. So I'm curious to see what's on your list of wants for the end of the year.
Oh, no. What is on my list of wants? I don't think I need another role-playing book. I don't think I need another role-playing book.
But you want.
Oh, I do want a lot of role-playing books. And if I had to just choose one want, you'd have to give me some time to think about it. I think I know what a few of the next things I'm going to buy are, but that thing that I'm not, that's not necessarily on the list that I'm like a big want. Cause sometimes there's those big books that come out where it's like, oh, that role-playing game book's going to be $100 when it comes out, but I need it.
Well, you know, I just kickstarted the Astonishing Sorcerers and Swordsman of Hyperborea. That's a pretty big one. So
yeah, I kickstarted that. So that's coming in. That's definitely a one, but I've already backed it. I'm just going to wait for those to come in the mail. I'll be thrilled when that third edition comes in. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm excited about that one. But what's on your list that you haven't backed yet or that you haven't put in some money for?
Well, one of the things that I have not backed that I'm waiting to come out is the Twilight 2000 from Free League. I'm excited to see some of the rule sets in there for doing more warfare combat stuff. I'm not big into war games. I'm not big into military films even. After the Marine Corps, I just kind of stopped watching anything to do with it. But I am into the Year Zero system, and I do like to see the different things they do with the rule sets with each one. I backed Temples and Tombs, the Year Zero book, which I'll talk about in another episode. But I like a lot of these different Year Zero games to see how they're taking the Year Zero system and doing unique different things with it. So I think Twilight 2000 is pretty high on my list right now. Like, what's a number one on your list right now?
Number one on my list. So aside from the fulfillment of all the Kickstarters that you and I have been backing.
Yes.
For me, I want to get some more accessories because I feel like I have a lot of game material. So I think I want to get some more metal dice, maybe from like Gravity Dice. They're having some, you know, Black Friday sales on that. So I might try to get on some of those and get some more dice, as well as some more of those DCC dice. I only have one set of the DCC dice. And I would like to get some more DCC dice. I don't know why, because I have one set already. But, you know, we have like a bunch of D20s and D6s, but I only have like one D14 or one D7. So I feel like I need to get more DCC dice.
Yeah, I'm going to probably be picking up another set of DCC dice at Yoda Quest in Cincinnati. It's a little game store there, and they have some. I think I might be trying to pick some up from there. Either there or at Gateway Games out in Batavia, east of Cincinnati. In the next year, I'm going to pick up a set. I've been thinking about that for a while. But those metal dice intimidate me a little bit. I haven't owned any. My brother has a set. I hear they dent tables.
they do ding tables. So I do have a felt dice rolling tray to make sure I don't scratch up the dining room table. And, you know, if we ever play in person again, we still got my poker table in the basement that's felt lined as well.
Yeah, your game table will handle those metal dice. I feel a lot better than my wooden one will. It'll take the dings and dents and ruin it.
Yep. That's something to keep an eye on to make sure our respective partners don't find that out.
That table's okay. That's kind of my game table. I could ruin it if I need to, but okay. I don't want to. It's kind of fine. We got the upstairs eating table, which is separate. Yeah. Now, I tend to buy dice when we're playing.
Yeah, I noticed. I think we've had stories about you buying dice right in the middle of the game after some horrendous dice rolls.
After so many ones, I'm like, damn it. And I pull my phone out and I go to eBay or someplace, or Viridian Games, I think it was the place I've been ordering from lately. They have these really cool flower dice, just little yep. flowers inside them. And I really like the flowers. They're beautiful. So I get all these little flower dice lately and I roll crappy and I'll just like, and I go on there and I look for a dice that I like. And I hit that one. I can see that clear. Okay.
Yep.
And I'll order a dice in the middle of game. Out of frustration.
You know, I like the gravity mail dice. I also like the dice from Roll for Initiative because they're 20% bigger.
Oh, so I love those.
So it's easier for my old eyes to be able to see the numbers. So,
yeah, the dice from Roll for Initiative, they also got really good increments of dice that they sell. It's not just seven dice. You get correct. Like multiple 20s, multiple fours, multiple sixes. It's enough that you really aren't going to, like, if you needed just to buy a single set of dice to play with, I would suggest some of those sets from Roll for Initiative. Good dice, and they are a bit bigger than others. I've had an okay chance with the times with them yep. rolling, you know.
I like buying bulk from them, so buying like a half pound or 2 pound of dice from them.
I did buy one of those pounded dice years ago. And
from Goodman?
No, this was before Goodman was doing them. It's been a while. I can't remember who I bought. I think it might have been Chessex or someone like that did them some years ago. And I bought like a pound of dice or a half pound. I can't even remember. But a lot of those dice, like there were full sets that turned out to be in there. And they ended up getting put into Now I have so many different. Now I have so many different dice sets, and they're. A lot of them are color-coded, that the ones that came in there just went in with the dice sets of equal color.
Right, they're mixed in now. Yeah, but there's a lot of cool accessories now that D&D has gotten so popular in the mainstream that you can find on, like, Etsy, where there's very creative people making some really cool accessories for holding your dice, holding your character sheets, an all-in-one dice tray journal character sheet, or DM, you know, customizable DM screens, custom dice towers. So for me, I'm pretty excited on browsing through some of those and supporting some local indie, you know, creators and such for these type of accessories.
I saw that really cool dice tower that people have been posting pictures of the old, was it the Players of the Dungeon Masters? I always get them confused. Ham of the AD&D with the demon where they're crawling on him.
Where they're crawling, the big red one, that should be the DM's one.
Yeah, they have a dice tower that I guess one of the video game, GameStop or something along those lines is selling it. I might have to put that puppy on to the Christmas list.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I need that dice tower.
Did you get the CNC Castle Keepers guide that's live right now from Troll Lords?
You're talking about the Castle Keepers guide, or you're talking about the game map, the Castle Keepers screen?
The screen.
Yeah, that ends in like a day. I have it on watch. We'll see if I pull the trigger in the next day or not. And back then, I've been watching it like, yeah, I really need to just hit back. I really need to. I've got other Castle Keepers screens from Troll Lord in the past, and I don't use them a whole lot. And the new set, I'm about to buy the new Monsters and Treasure because it's just got an alternate cover, and I already have that. Plus, I have the three-ring binder version of it. I'm sitting here like, do you really need that?
No, I mean, I do like the Game Master screens, so I usually try to purchase it for any of the games that I'm running because it just makes life so much easier to have the tables and charts in the screen available.
The Game Master screen I do have for Castles and Crusades is kind of old Game Master's screen. I don't know if there's going to be any different though what's on there. I'm not 100% sure what's on the screen itself. I do know the art looks to be the new art that they're putting.
It'll be new art, yeah, but the actual game mechanic content is probably going to be similar to some of the screens that you have today.
I'm going to be honest that they have a new logo over there for Castles and Crusades, the Troll Lords do. I kind of like the previous logo. The earliest logo I don't like as much as the one that they have been using for the last, I don't think it's been 10 years, but however many, I really like that logo a lot. I kind of miss that. It's like, oh, I wish it were still on the books.
Yeah. But some of the other things I'm looking forward to is I saw that NECA was re-releasing some of the old D&D toys. So like you get like a War Duke in a 6-inch or something action figure like that.
So are they doing like a new sculpt, or is it like the just re-releasing those old ones?
I think it's a new sculpt. So I think it's a larger figure. So I don't think it's out yet, but I've been seeing, you know, I think pre-orders for it. So, you know, that's on my wish list. I mean, obviously I have too many action figures as it is, but some of those would be pretty cool.
I put the brakes on action figures for now. I bought Jodie Whittaker action figure of her as the doctor to go with my other doctors. Probably the last action figure I purchased. I needed her doctor with my other doctors.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's kind of my obsession. Like, this is another one that I should have probably done a Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. You know, some stuff that I would chase down would be, you know, Thunder the Barbarian, the TV series on DVD at some point, or Blu-ray at some point, because I think that will help feed into some of our Hyperborea games as well, too. So those are some of the other things that I'm looking at, which are more adjacent to the gaming world.
I'll tell you what one of my Christmas want list for games is right now is Electric Bastion Land.
I'm not familiar with that.
It is a kind of a sequel to Into the Odd. It's I guess considered in the realms of the OSR. Very cool streamlined type system. A lot of people I think are looking at that. It's something that's innovative right now. It's been kind of making impacts in other games coming out, and I think a lot of people have been looking more towards like, ooh, there's some good stuff here you can use. Electric Bastion Land is definitely a, I'm gonna have to get that puppy in the next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's also the you know, Mothership Kickstarter right now. I haven't backed, I think you backed that one already. I haven't backed that one yet.
I've got the existing.
Yeah,
I've had the existing book. It's like a zine, and I think that a lot of this is just multiple copies of the zine.
Oh, is it? Okay, because I had a zine. I thought there was going to be more material in this one.
I think there's a little bit more in there besides that, but essentially a lot of the box is just having table copies for everyone to go with that. Now, one of the great things about that is you just need a character sheet to make your character on, essentially. It's really like characters' creations on one page, and I freaking love that. Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm debating whether to kickstart that one, because I picked up the zine on drive-through RPG, but now with the after Kickstarter. But like I said, I've been a little bit more cautious on those because a lot of the Kickstarters have been delayed for one reason or the other.
I tried to start off doing like, hey, we'll do a monthly what's on Kickstarter, but I don't think I can keep up with that. There's a lot of stuff I'm trying to get to back on there right now, especially with SideQuest, trying to pick and choose what I can afford to back with some of those zines. So it's a little bit like, yeah, what can I support here? How far can I go with it? So, well, we're about at time.
That was fast.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard here today, you can find us at wobbliesandwizards.com. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Wobblies and Wizards. Do the like and the follow and keep those dice rolling.
Yes, MA Santa Claus or whatever mythical creature you believe in, bring you some lucky dice this year.
Yes.
Lucky dice.